7:05, and we're out of the executive session, and after a little break, and no decisions were made, TCD Board of Supervisors monthly meeting agenda. I'm sorry, TCD Board of Supervisors monthly meeting, Tuesday, March 27th, 2018, and it's 7:05. Okay, so looks like next on the agenda is supervisor travel. Doug, did you, is that your topic or?
Well, I suggested it says all, so I'm not.
Okay, I'll comment too. How about you go first?
Okay. I've been invited to the Conservation Commission forestry / fire meeting in Ellensburg. We're basically developing a program, a coherent program for the various districts. That's on the 18th of April. And also the commission policy meeting in Ellensburg the next week, the 25th and 26th. That's the one Stu mentioned.
18th and then what? The 20th?
The fire / forestry one is on 4/18. The policy one is on 4/25 and 26. And then Envirothon is going to be at Conconelli on the 23rd and 24th of May. And I've been asked to judge the forestry part of that. The fourth one is the Wade Conference in Leavenworth. 6/11 through the 13th. I've been asked to be on a panel on the 13th, or the 12th, which is a Wednesday, I believe. And then lastly, the WACD board will be meeting in June up in Bow at the Plant Materials Center. So what I'm asking is for the, and I don't know if we have money for all these, for the board to support my attendance at these four items, not the board meeting, but the other ones. And the cost I'd estimate for all of them together would probably be about $1,200. That's merely an educated guess. I've not run the per diem numbers or the mileage. So I guess the first question, do we have money?
I was hoping to take them one at a time and all but understand that I was wanting to go to the commission meeting also 25th and 26th. I was also asked that I should be there.
I think that every supervisor has been invited.
So I don't know about the, I mean the other ones, but the 25th and 26th.
So you said there was
so something. We're offering $500 per district, per person, to defray costs for that 25-26 meeting. So there's at least some give there.
And then I think we have $1,500 in board travel budget for the year already, so that your proposals and any residual costs above the 500 would probably take care of that for the year, without getting real precise about it, just guessing.
How do we squeeze more money out to go into that fund? I know Richard's got a huge backlog of board travel, especially for January, February, March. So,
I haven't seen them, so you turn them in and we could just start looking at them.
This is what the attempt to work together to create a travel policy was.
Sure.
To help provide some framework for types of travel or processes of deciding on what types of board travel would be reimbursed, because certainly the statute allows travel reimbursements, and that's great, and an active and engaged board is awesome. And having some parameters that that talk about how we're going to use the funds that were in the approved annual budget and disseminate them amongst the five of you, so that those can be reimbursed was the intent of that travel policy, because there's so many different meetings that happen that are related to a resource, a natural resource, and certainly if we all went to all of those, I mean, this district probably doesn't even have that much funding. But so how do we prioritize what, you know, meetings amongst the five of you, how do you prioritize what meetings you'd like to go to or how you would like to discuss those? So
maybe if you took the total amount divided by
five.
However many of us are hard.
Well, Linda's not here, so she doesn't count this time.
Yeah.
Give everybody chips and play poker.
Right. I mean, if there's $500 that could be used by the supervisors to go to that meeting, well, what's it?
$400 each.
How much?
$400 each. Right?
Well, if you took, would you say 15 and then, and then added another 500 for that one meeting, that would be 2,000. So that would be 500 each.
400. And you can't forget Sarah either. She needs to go to some of those, I think, too.
Well, that's just board travel.
That's board.
Right.
Well, she's staff, so she has a staff budget. So is there, I mean, we had some of our unfunded needs or whatever, pot of money. I was informed that that got absolved back into the...
So that was in the 2017 budget.
Right, and I thought that just carried forward, you know, and so that money was still going to be there. But evidently it was reallocated in the 18 budget for rent and some other things.
Right, the board reapproves the new budget at the beginning of the calendar year, and so that funding was all put into covering our essential operational costs. So whether that be, you know, physically like lights or, you know, paying somebody to pay the lights, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, we're really very lean on our operational.
Well, then should we even consider going paying for any of these things?
I think it's really important for the new supervisor to go to Wayne. I think it's a really great experience. So that's my.
Yeah.
Was that? Can you go away?
Put there, Wade.
Washington Association.
No, not go of away.
Employees.
it's
in Leavenworth. It's nice. Go.
That's in the budget for.
When is that?
June.
June 11th or 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So that money is part of that Wade budget. That's different, right?
Well,
you have that
spent that was
budgeted something else.
Different. Yeah, we have some WACD. Because that would be in lodging or registration fees.
Okay.
So the $1,500 is mileage and meals.
WACD is usually calculated separately because that's a pretty regular meeting.
Right, and so
not Wade, WACD.
So the other two are separate line items for supervisors for travel, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so really it's just... Besides those, it would be like the meetings that Doug wants to go to, anything I want to go to, Richard wants to spend it on, mileage to get here, and then maybe, or you know, whatever he wants, and then anybody that doesn't use theirs by the certain time, it gets redivided into the whole group, I guess. That's what I'm proposing.
I think that a policy needs to be created.
Well, okay, so he's asking to go in April on the 18th, and I'm asking with him on the 25th and 26th.
Oh, no, I'm saying like to lay out like,
right.
like the allocation of funds like you just said.
But we could approve that for the funds that are there now with additional $500 for this meeting. We could do a motion to approve that and come up with a policy later.
Well,
right, Stu?
Per the policy that we're currently working on.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
the
board can do that, but it's good to have a conversation, and maybe some of what you're discussing here can inform the policy you eventually build. So,
yeah. So I'm saying if there's 1,500, and then there's another 500 for this,
but
so that would be 2,000 divided by 5 would be 400.
The only issue that you might run into with just making it that simple is that one meeting with three board members attending could wipe out that entire budget. And so, Richard,
no, we're saying that you have $400 per person.
I know, but I'm just devil's advocate. I'm just giving different perspectives. So, it's just, like, I think that we need to kind of lay things out, but, sorry, go for it, Sarah.
No, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh.
I'll interrupt then, just so you guys know. I tried to get WACD and NACD to pay for a lot of this stuff, too. You probably noticed that I have a charge for a bunch of the different things I've gone to.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Something that may be helpful for the board to consider now and in the policy development is what are those types of meetings that occur throughout the year that are really important for supervisors to attend? And that might also be some baseline that can inform the policy, and then we can budget for them accordingly in the future.
That sounds great. April's next month.
Right. I'm just.
Yeah, I mean, I have no qualms at all about supporting the board to go and learn more and get more education. So I mean, I'm not opposed to this at all. I think it's great that people are going to go and learn more things about policies, and that Doug's involved in this forestry fire program. I think it's all great. So I'm totally supportive of it. I just want to make sure that all the money doesn't get spent on Doug and Eric and Richard and Linda and myself don't get to go to a conference or something like that. That's what I'm just.
So here's what I proposed then on that. So I'm not sure you got this, but
the $400 per person.
Right.
But like some of the conferences that Doug has to go to, maybe over that.
So
but they're really
he has to pay on his own.
But they're really important for the district as a whole.
Okay.
So it's.
I mean, yeah, you can argue it that way. I totally agree.
So I'm just throwing it out there.
Yes, Mr. Hanna.
So to save cost on mileage, can board members use the district vehicles to go to some of these things? Because mileage adds up at, what, 54 cents a mile, so really quickly?
We could do that.
So that's what I'm proposing. So I'm proposing
still
that
back to the
each supervisor gets a budget of $400 to go to whatever events that they want to go to. And if the other supervisors, if Doug and I burn our $400 and buy, October.
Isn't registration for Wade like $475 or something?
Yeah.
That's a different line item, though.
No, WACD.
WACD is?
WACD, the annual conference.
Right, but Wade doesn't have his own special line item either?
Not for supervisors.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, just that one right there, like, new board supervisor Paul, if I used up $400 before he got here, sorry. I mean,
right.
I've
never been, so I should get to go over Doug?
I don't know, I'm just...
The counter-argument would be that Doug knows, has been many times and knows what's going on, knows how to work the policies.
Right.
I mean, I've gone away
twice. You just
twice
have to find a medium, I guess.
Twice.
No, I think three. Because when I started, I ended up, you bowed out and I took your spot right when I started on the board.
Okay.
So I'll register at your back.
I mean, I think because of the budget, I mean, I've been with the state. It has been like no travel, no training because the budget's tight. I mean, it happens sometimes. And you just kind of suck it up. And so it just seems like I may be the same. I mean, I don't know. I'm working full time, so it may be hard to take a day off. I don't know which one's the most important. I would like to prioritize and use my time where it's going to give me the most value and give the district the most value. I'm just thinking what Stu said about the annual plan. And I don't know whether, if there's not enough money to send you to all of those, which one aligns with the annual plan as far as bringing value back to the district for its core functions.
That's what I do. But I do have responsibilities to the state and the federal organizations too.
On the other hand, you've built a value to the district by having those connections.
Yeah.
So that's worth something too, to continue to invest in your
pretty
expertise
hard to qualify, but
experience.
On the other hand, if we're talking about reducing staff hours, not hiring, since I'm not kind of like, I didn't put in for the Pierce thing.
So I guess if, as long as we have enough money, I'm cool with everyone going to do whatever they want. That's my standpoint on this.
So there should be some kind of guidelines.
Well, yeah, but we're going to have to create those guidelines.
Well, that's what I was trying to do right now.
I don't think we can just create a policy like that.
It's not a policy.
It has to be, though.
Okay, then until we do that, then the district can't pay for any staff or any board members to go anywhere.
Well, the idea of the annual travel plan is a good one. I mean, you just map out everything you think everybody's going to do.
Yeah.
And then you
and
get to decide.
It's not going to work this year, though.
That was the problem, is that they only, I mean, they had allocated X amount because historically that's what it was. And then and then more got turned in and it wiped it out in, like, you know, what?
4 months.
You know,
or you make your list of everything and you say, you have $400, which you want to, you know,
that's what
pick
I'm
your highest priority.
That's what I'm proposing, is that all supervisors, at the way that I'm seeing the budget right now, has $400 to spend as they see fit. And if they don't spend it by October, and they don't...
Well, no, there's a big meeting in November, too.
Okay, if they don't have it spent by November... I don't know. I mean,
there won't be any time to go anywhere in December then.
So Doug, on the forestry one, give send an email to Ron and see if there's any money to help pay.
There is. I've already asked the question.
And
his advice to me was ask your board first, which I thought was reasonable.
Well, that's easy to know.
Yeah. Okay. So there's...
I'm not a CPA, but I think if you're not getting reimbursed for mileage or expenses you incur when you're volunteering for something, that you can deduct those on your personal tax returns.
For sure.
Incentive.
I've been doing it for years.
So, yeah. So if you use your $400 for, like, per diems or registration fees, and then put the mileage, use the mileage for other tax incentive, that might be a strategy for this year. Consult your own.
Probably the last year you can buy a bus.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's what I'm proposing. $400 per supervisor at this point. Use it or if you don't, use it and or lose it by October 1st or have plans for it. So, unless the money falls out of the sky for supervisors, then. And it's time for someone else to talk.
I'm okay with that approach. I mean, I don't have any better ideas.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay. Do you have any comments?
It might be good in this instance to make a motion to that effect.
Okay.
Just to authorize that's how you're going to expend.
Okay, so Chair makes, I didn't want to do that, but Chair makes a motion that we take the $1,500, right, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
That in our budget plus additional $500 that the Commission's offering, and divide that by five, and each individual supervisor gets to use it as they see fit. If it's not, as they see fit for travel reimbursement for district work, and if they don't use it by October 1st or have a plan to use it, then it gets reallocated and divided equally amongst the other supervisors. makes sense.
You do everything by a straight reimbursement, not by per diem.
It's per diem, yeah.
So it's a flat rate per meal. Like state.
We use the
state system.
Exactly, it's the same rules.
Motion by Eric to allocate the $1,500 budgeted dollars plus WSCC 500 allocated funds equally, $400 each per board member as they see fit for travel reimbursement for district-related events. If not used by October 1 or planned to use by the end of the calendar year, the funds can be reallocated to other supervisors for use in that year.
Beautifully written.
I just wanted to ask a clarifying question if you wanted to include any language about what types of travel expenses those are, like mileage, lodging,
district
meals.
Business.
And then do you want to clarify what district business is or not?
I would say mileage, lodging, and
meals.
Sure. Throw that in there.
Until we get a
friendly
real policy.
Amendment.
Well, just put it in, though. Just go ahead and put it in.
Mileage, lodging.
Office registration.
And conference registration.
Registration. Mileage, lodging, meals, and registration.
Yes.
And do you want to clarify what district business is, or do you feel comfortable?
I'm okay with it. Anybody else?
I think we should do that and make this shinier when we have more time.
Right.
But just
okay.
For the short term.
But you would still come in on an individual basis and say,
we're still going to basically have to do written board approval for a supervisor to travel.
Yeah, like
it's
not going
to be like, oh, I just went to SeaWorld for CE business.
So
the worst example ever. Conservation.
I know.
So the reason that I bring that up is because I don't want to put the staff in a scenario where we get a travel voucher that says, I went to a meeting that was district business related, and here's my mileage reimbursement, which is not a documentation. I mean, I went to a district business meeting.
You're saying from the board or from staff?
From the board to provide you with the reimbursement. If I went to this nondescript business meeting on behalf of the district and I went $400 for this travel, I mean, without the document, that's why I just, do you want to put parameters around district business? I'm not saying that anybody will do that.
I think it's okay because, like, I'm going to more $400, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Richard's way worse than I am. I know Doug, too. I don't know what Samantha has done.
But we should have some parameters.
Use mine as my tax return. I just use my item as
go ahead. Friendly amendment. Go ahead.
What's the suggested language?
Try and add some clarification to district related business and maybe either put in parentheses or spell out that it's, you know, attending on behalf of the Board of Supervisors to WACD Wade Commission meetings or
the safeguard is board approved. I mean, that's
there you go.
And what is it? You know, I've signed checks and travel voucher stuff for some board members that will remain unnamed, and I used to check those for the state. I wouldn't approve some of ours because it just said 419 meeting on farming.
It should say what meeting.
Well, don't forget the state auditor's going to look at this stuff.
Now. Right, so it should say what the meeting is.
So you got an idea, Amy?
How about to note on the travel reimbursement request the purpose and location of the meeting and its alignment to the district's strategic and annual plans?
I don't like the last part.
That's probably too much.
I just wanted to, you know, if we get either one without a lot of documentation and there's there's a direction from our supervisor to pay me for this and there's not the,
any questions, just have it come back to the board.
So on that also, there is, in this new travel policy that's being drafted, written approval for board supervisor travel.
That's why I asked, went through my list, and I'd like a motion or something on that to approve that to go to these.
But yeah, so I mean, we have basically that written approval via this travel policy, so, I mean.
So we have to go into what we already have now, though. No, I mean, no. Now, as far as
on the floor,
yeah,
and it's 7:30
to be parliamentary.
I know. Can you read it back one more time?
Motion by Eric to allocate the $1,500 budgeted dollars plus the WSCC 500 allocated equally, 400 each per board member as they see fit for travel reimbursement for district-related events. If not used by October 1 or planned to use by the end of the calendar year, the funds can be reallocated to other supervisors for use in that year. Mileage, lodging, meals, and registrations.
And did you say by October 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I just need a second, Mr. Rushton.
Okay, I'll second. Okay. Reluctantly.
There you go. Any more discussion?
My premise is that we're going to get a real reimbursement policy in place within the next few months.
Right. That way you can. Okay, so any more discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think it was unanimous. Okay, so last on the agenda is review of TCD associate supervisors. So, did everybody, is that me or all? It says all. So our policy states in January or December, Sarah? I think January board meeting, we're supposed to review our associate supervisors and determine what, if we're going to go forward or not with those associate supervisors.
I'll pull up the policy real quick.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Okay, I'm scrolling through the policy right now to read the. The associate supervisor appointments are reviewed annually at the January board meeting to determine whether or not the interests of the district are being adequately and properly served by the appointments. There's no term of office set for associate supervisors. However, if the board or staff has not had adequate contact with an associate supervisor for, okay, so that goes into that piece. Does that answer your question, or would you like me to continue?
Yeah, no, go on the guidelines for what, go ahead, there's some guidelines there.
Yeah, the beginning sentence was the board appoints associate supervisors by majority vote at a regular TCD board meeting. These appointments are reviewed in January to determine whether or not the interests of the district are being adequately and properly served by the appointments. There's no set term of office for supervisors. However, if the board or staff has not had contact with an associate for a period of 3 months, he or she will be contacted by the board chair to determine if continuing the appointment is appropriate or warranted. The board chair or executive director will also annually notify associate supervisors in writing to reconfirm commitment or request resignation. Associate supervisors serve at the discretion of the Board of Supervisors. The board may terminate the appointment of the associate supervisors at any time. The board chair or the executive director will attempt to contact associate supervisor to schedule an interview before terminating appointments. If the associate supervisor does not respond to two attempts at communication, the associate supervisor is automatically terminated from his or her position.
I was looking for the duties.
Oh,
Sorry? I mean, there's some duties that they have to perform to be an associate supervisor.
Sure.
Qualifications. Minimum job requirements, attend board meetings at least on a quarterly basis, serve on one or more subcommittees as defined by the Board of Supervisors. We really just got back into having subcommittees. Participate in development or implementation of one or more of one program or service annually.
Okay, so does Chris Stearns meet that requirement?
Are you asking me?
Does Chris Stearns meet the requirements as she's read?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just continue to leave Chris on there then, or do we motion, or should we ask him if he wants to remain?
I'm sure he does. We could ask him if he wants.
Yeah, we could ask him.
So I believe I read in here, now I'm scrolling back down to the bottom, that the board chair or executive director will also annually notify associate supervisors in writing to reconfirm commitment. So, and I'm not sure if that is directly correlated to supervisors we've had no contact with, because it's directly following that sentence.
That's the way it was set up.
Okay.
Because we have people that didn't show up for 10 years.
Thank you. Okay, never mind. Then.
So I just go forward with Chris? No motion?
I don't think we need to make a motion.
Okay. So what about our next one, Joel?
Well, I mean, we're having this conversation because of the podcast. We're not, I mean, right?
I would say we're having this conversation because of our policy and because in the podcast he is accusing supervisors of felony charges, yeah. So, and then we signed an agreement to act a certain way. He didn't, but he's obviously not acting in the best interest of this district if he's promoting anger, hate, distrust, separation, calling names on supervisors. You know, that doesn't serve the district.
So, but to that, you also called him stuff in an article that was written and published.
No, that
I'm held
to the standard by the commission. We hold him to a standard as a board. He attacked me in a podcast, and the article that was written in the paper was a response to his attack. So, and I did not accuse him of felonies. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know if you want to comment from me or not, but so perhaps if there is a member who is involved in the organization, like an associate supervisor who clearly has some very large issues with situations, individuals, whatever you name it, whatever you want to call it, but has some pretty serious concerns and is using some pretty serious language, maybe having a conversation about that. I mean, do you feel like that would be something that, no?
I think it would be beneficial to have a conversation with him. I mean, you may not see eye to eye with him, or...
I never had a problem with him ever until he did that, and the fact that he has no knowledge of rates and charges and is spreading disinformation about the district. You know, how, I mean, I don't understand how you can, I mean, you obviously know what my opinion is. And the fact that he came in here to this board meeting and spewed what he spewed and commented on our last board meeting, which we had no discussion of him even on our last board meeting. We didn't hit that agenda item, you know, so felony, he's accusing two board members of a felony charge, and you have to think about it, I guess, huh?
No, I'm just, like, he painted two board members in unfavorable light.
And accuse them of felony charges. A felony. He accused them of felonies.
Okay. It was a podcast, number one, so it wasn't like it was on Q13. Regardless. Okay, so.
I'm surprised you're defending him, but.
He's a human being. I'm going to defend. I mean, I've defended you, Eric. I have, you know, that's my nature. However, he felt passionately about something that he, you know, a thing that he's involved in, and that was his outlet. You felt passionate about something to retaliate, hence the Olympian. So, I
didn't seek out. The Olympian seeked me out. So, he seeked that out. And
you don't know that he wasn't asked to?
Yeah, he seemed,
but what I'm saying is maybe there's some, you know, merit to what Sarah had to say, that maybe it's a conversation that needs to happen. And as a board as a whole, maybe the conversation needs to happen with Joel to find out what his goal was. I mean, he didn't badmouth me. He didn't badmouth Doug. He didn't badmouth Linda. So, it's one of those things. Because you feel passionately about something doesn't mean that we have to all agree with you. What he did may not have been the right avenue, but apparently that's where his passion was directed to. So, as an associate supervisor, he deserves a conversation. I mean, he's been a part of the district. You wanted him on the board. You were like, man, let's get Joel on the board. So, when we were looking for people, we asked him.
I don't remember that.
So, but what I'm saying is, maybe conversations need to happen and not just reactions.
Go ahead, Joe.
I have two things. First off, yes, he accused two board members, but he also accused me as a candidate of a felony, which interfered in the election. Bottom line, you have an associate board member interfering in the election by accusing one of the candidates of a felony. The second thing is, I think she just read in your policy that if you're going to remove an associate board member, you do an interview, so that would cover what you're thinking, I think. So
follow your policy.
Yep.
Yep.
Go ahead.
The only reason that I suggested having a conversation is that if the board chooses to remove an associate supervisor who is clearly that concerned and upset about things happening at the district, I don't know that that's going to change their behavior in the community, right? And I understand disassociation with that individual takes them out of being a representative of the district. I understand that piece. My only thought is, I wonder if it would be beneficial to try and have a conversation to address those concerns, to provide any information, to have a discussion about what those are. Would that be better for the district and the reputation of the district in the community moving forward? So that's why I presented it in that way.
Well, we need to follow our policy. What's our policy say on that again?
In terms of removal specifically?
Yeah.
It says you can remove a board member at any time. But there's other process in there about, like Joe was saying, about interviewing.
Yeah.
Before you get to a removal or not removal decision.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like it's already been decided.
If I could add, I would just say, seeing the process that the commission has gone through with this board, to say, develop a plan and follow the plan and fix it. I definitely feel like the conversation, I can't defend anything, how he said anything, I just think, or even some of the content, but to follow the same process would be to have that conversation and say, you know, we're following a plan for civil discourse, we would expect you to do the same.
Right.
I don't know if that's like the first step, is just to say, you know, if you want to be an associate supervisor, you should play by the same rules that we're all playing by, which I think is a valid comment.
Right. Did you find it, or?
Yeah, associate supervisors serve at the direction of the Board of Supervisors, and the board may terminate the appointment of associate supervisors at any time. The board chair executive director will attempt to contact the associate supervisor to schedule an interview before terminating appointments. If the associate supervisor does not respond to two attempts at communication, the associate supervisor is automatically terminated from his or her position.
Oh, in writing.
Okay, so do you guys see that as a process going forward then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think that I would just say automatic removal. I say conversation and stuff like that, so.
We'll just follow our policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry. I would add that I think if anybody in this room was to say to their bosses in a public meeting what he did today, it wouldn't have a job anymore.
I think it depends on the company.
Okay. All right, so what should be the path forward? The path forward should be have an interview with Joel. I'll have an interview with Joel. Anybody else want to participate in that?
I think everyone needs to participate in it.
Okay.
You could send an email and ask if you must
have
that conversation.
And let's, do we want to schedule that on our subcommittee / annual plan?
How much... Yeah, how much time do you want to allocate to that? You know, how much
minutes,
do you want to
test?
Oh, I meant to that meeting in general, but
3 hours is what I heard.
Is that something you want to do for that or the next or the April board meeting?
I don't want to wait till April. I want to do it sooner.
I'd be inclined to send a new poll, include him on it.
Okay.
Tell him what's coming.
Okay.
So that's okay to schedule.
An interview with
them? Interview at that date.
What's the date that's scheduled?
Well, we don't know yet.
There
sure.
Is another
poll.
Yeah.
No.
No,
Stu,
no.
I know. I really need to go home and get ready.
I just want to clarify that I am sending him an interview for the board's intent to remove him as an associate. Is that correct? Or I'm sending him a doodle poll to have a conversation.
Yeah, I would say the second one.
Okay.
The conversation.
Okay. So I just want to be clear about process moving forward. If you're wanting to have a meeting with him and that's how we phrase it, that's fine. I think if we're following our policy and you want to remove him, you need to send him an intent to removal interview invitation. So if we're having a conversation at this one, that's totally appropriate. I just don't want to be clear on expectations and how we're communicating as a district to Joel.
Yeah.
So we're having a conversation?
Correct.
Is that where you're at, Doug?
Yeah, okay. We say we can't preconceive an outcome.
Right.
Obviously there's strong feelings about that. We can't preconceive it. We've got to go through a deliberative process.
The policy says you can review the position. That's open-ended.
It also says you can remove it at any time. But
thank you guys for being gracious.
Did I hear someone say who to adjourn?
Not yet. Make sure Sarah's got what she needs.
Got it.
Got it? Mm-hmm. Any other business? Well, I want to talk about Stu.
That's an executive session. I'll leave.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
All right.
I so moved.
Okay. Second? Anybody over there can help me out?
Please second.
Second.
There you go. So okay. 7:50.
I have to go. Gotta get that.
Richard, you made that motion? Sandy, Richard, make that motion.
I think that Richard
will. It becomes a disincentive to have to
take this.
Actually, with our PD, we had monthly meetings and we went to twice a month because that was happening.
I did not put enough hours on that list there.
Oh, I didn't sign it yet. I need to sign it.
Okay.
Sign what?
You want me to change this one?